When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
You're a pussy.
Wait, why?
You are a
pussy. I thought you were going to say congratulations, no, the Bills, well,
I will get to that. I promise you I will get to that.
Yeah, of course.
What'd I do?
It's the first thing I want to talk to her about.
I just went on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
And saw you tweeting about having to put on, like, a jacket to go across the parking lot to get a hot chocolate from Dunkin' Donuts.
You're going to hate this even more. You're going to hate this even more because it was too cold to do that. So guess who was super, super, super sweet to go and get it for me?
JR.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was mine.
I did buy him. Yeah. I said, I'll buy you breakfast if you go and get it.
Okay, listen.
Really? So you didn't have to walk across the parking lot?
It's freezing out there.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at the Bone TV camera, and I want you to put up one finger, not your middle finger, just any one finger.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you doing that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the temperature here. You're a pussy. If you couldn't walk across a parking lot to get yourself a hot chocolate, so you are weak.
But before you say that, it's not like it's cold, 65 cold. It is 41 degrees or something.
It's one. One.
40s, 40s. Now, Monica, how come you forget, like, how to deal with it, considering where you grew up?
I haven't been to Buffalo since, or I haven't lived in Buffalo since 1995. Iowa was 1985.
I know, but how do you forget? Mm-hmm. Everybody who has moved to Florida who's from the north, I know it's, you know, 42 or 45 or whatever, it can be cold, but you kind of remember that, you know, 16 is really cold. That's the real cold.
It's one.
Or one.
It's I don't know how I did it. I honestly don't know how I did it. Yeah. What's worse is when I lived in Buffalo, I didn't own a pair of jeans. I always just wore shorts and I would just freeze from A to B and be done with it. Yeah, I didn't like jeans at all. But now I'm in Florida. I own more jeans than I have in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. It's one.
I can't believe it's one. How are you guys doing it? That's the whole thing.
You put a jacket on, you get in the car, and you go where you gotta go.
You want to know what's worse? You don't want to know what sucks and stupid?
I mean, what do you do?
I don't have, like, a coat, so, like, I just wore a sweatshirt to it. And
That's all you need in the 40s. You're literally... I know exactly. You're going from the CNG building to Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
You're talking about a football field, maybe a football field and a half length.
And you're a runner. You could be there in like 7 seconds.
Guys, don't ruin it for me. She got me free food.
We should stop convincing her to take the walk.
You can go. Or better yet, even if you're not going to go. Just don't put it on Twitter like, it's too cold to go across the parking lot.
But people are agreeing with
me, though. With a little picture of a snowflake. Stop it. Talk about snowflakes?
Aren't you running in the cold? Monica, you should be running in it. You should like it.
I love it.
Being a runner.
If I'm running in it, I will wear shorts. It's the best running weather ever.
Right.
But not run. It's because I'm running and I'm working up, you know, cardiovascular energy. Here, I'm just walking. It's too cold. I shiver. It's too cold. It's way too cold.
When is your marathon?
Very soon.
When is
it? What have I been practicing for the last 6 months? This marathon, right?
You're not doing it.
It's Sunday.
It is this Sunday. I knew it was January. I didn't know exactly.
There'll be more marathons. I have to go to the game. Like, there's no way. Right?
Oh.
I feel so guilty.
Didn't you, wait a second.
Right.
Didn't you, like, raise money? Didn't people donate money for you?
But that still goes to the SPCA. It all still goes to the... Shut up! It all still goes to the ASPCA. It all still goes!
Wait a minute.
Monica stole your money.
No, I didn't.
Your money.
I didn't see a penny of it. It's all online. It went straight to ASPCI. I saw not one penny of it.
No. How much did you raise?
What was the required amount? 1600 or something like that?
Mm-hmm. And you got your goal?
Yeah.
And then some?
No, I think that was it. I think I did just the goal.
You just nailed it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the money goes to the ASPCA.
Yeah.
The premise is people donate because you're going to run the marathon, but it's not per mile or anything, right? It's just a straight out donation.
No, nothing like that. It doesn't matter if I fall. Yeah, what if I fall on the first mile? Yeah, it has nothing. And the money's already donated.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you just fake a twist? How far of a drive is it from where you are to Jacksonville?
From where? 3 hours, I want to say, or four? Three?
Okay. What time is the game?
One.
Okay. What time is the marathon?
Well, by the time I'm done with the marathon, it'll be about between 10 and 10:30.
No.
What time are you done with the marathon?
It'll be between 10
What time is the... No, what time does the marathon start?
5:30.
Okay. You twist an ankle out of the gate, you're on your way to Jacksonville.
I don't want
if you blatantly, if you blatantly do not run in this race after raising money,
but it didn't run
you are not only a pussy, you're also a scumbag.
Oh,
I did,
no.
Hang on. I did not raise
not
it for
true.
Me. It was not anything. I didn't see a penny. I was not even the middle person. It didn't.
Right.
It was all electronic.
Brett?
A little scummy.
Yeah, thank you.
That's not. That's
but
not
I, but I, to be honest, I mean, oh. I wouldn't take my money back. I wouldn't take any
this
money back.
This is what
back.
I've been feeling guilty about.
I mean, I still wanted to go to the ASPCA. I don't want to take it back because she didn't run.
But you wouldn't support her again.
Well, that's awful.
Why not? Of course,
why
I would.
Would
next
you?
Year.
I didn't plan this,
because the Bills are making the playoffs next year. They made it this year. Why would they make it next year?
We got another 17 years to go.
I believe it was 19, wasn't it?
It was since 1999, so.
Mm. Okay, so 18.
My God. So you had to make the choice, and now it's already made in your head. You're going to Jacksonville
no,
the game.
No, it wasn't. I was going back and forth with this. I mean, my first instinct was, yeah, I'm going to the game. And then I'm like, I feel guilty for everything that JP is saying, exactly why I feel guilty, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And then.
It's amazing, because I've been going back and forth with Vinny tickets to see what the market is.
Yeah. For just
you,
talking about
for
it.
For you to get in.
I want to.
I know you do. I know you want
more than
to.
Anything in the world. You want
but
to
But I'm not.
Game.
You know, you have a marathon to run, so I'm not going to bother him with this.
Well, just don't let
me
know.
Wait, so you don't even have tickets yet? You make it sound like you have tickets
no,
and ready
if, well,
to go.
If worst, no, I don't have to. But if worse comes to worse, I'm driving. Because I know, because I've been to a Jacksonville Bills game before, and there's a bunch of people that I met, and we hang out and tailgate. And so, at the very least, I'll be in the environment and then watch it somewhere there.
You know what she's going to do? You ever watch The Little Rascals when they, like, kind of get on top of each other and wear a trench coat?
Right.
That's what she's going to do to try to get in the game.
Why, but why would you go all the way? Why would you go all the way to Jacksonville to maybe watch it in a bar when you can go to your Bills fan club joint here and be surrounded by Bills fans?
And that's true, too. That is true, too.
Oh, they aren't all going there?
And if you do that, the marathon is over and you can save your soul.
Are you crazy? First of all, the game, I wouldn't even be done in Orlando until between 10 and 10:30, which is way later than
I initially. That's right, the marathon's in Orlando.
Okay.
Which is,
so you're on your way there.
What was the name of that chick that ran? Was it the Boston Marathon or the New York Marathon?
Rosie
something, Ruiz? Where she jumped on a train.
Right. Monica, what you do is you start the marathon, then you quick hop on a town bus.
Right.
And continue that around the route, and then you hop off and finish.
Or better yet, while you're running, you just call an Uber and be like, yo, I'll meet you over here.
No. Now, that's a scumbag. No. I just, I want to experience. This has been since 1999. Like, do you understand? I just moved to Tampa. Since then, I wasn't even in school. I didn't have a degree. I started college, finished college, got engaged, married, and divorced. And all of this, none of the Bills playoffs at all. And this is happening. I really need to experience the entire process.
Do you have somebody to go with?
To the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, if nothing else, my brother's going. But I know Bills fans around here that I'm talking to now that are trying to figure out whether we can, you know, make it a caravan there.
Uh-huh. They have tickets already, or they're doing the same thing where they're going to party in the parking lot?
Yeah, we're all just looking. Well, everybody's scouting, like, you know, what people are looking. Secondary markets, and they're ridiculous. You know, when this, I saw Adam Schefter.
What are they?
Just a little bit of a warning and advice. Relax.
Yeah, wait.
The market will settle down. The market for the tickets will settle down. They're going to realize.
Last minute,
they're
going to
realize, honestly. If you look at the schedule of games, it's the worst game on the docket for the weekend.
Hey.
It is. I'm just telling you, it is.
The
I'm
best.
Talking about.
Nobody's
I'm,
even watching on
listen,
TV.
I'm just talking to you about the ticket market. It's in Jacksonville. It's a small market. Buffalo, a small market. Bills fans from Buffalo aren't necessarily going to travel
are
that
you
well.
Crazy?
They may. Listen, they may.
They are.
But it's
will.
Not going to be in the numbers you think that's going to drive the ticket prices up.
It's going to be almost a home game for the Bills because nobody in Jacksonville gives a crap.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
I know from experience what it'll settle. I promise you it'll settle.
I hope so because
it'll settle.
Yeah,
what do you see? I'll tell you what I know for a fact are get-in tickets, which is
I saw
usually like corner end zone.
But most basic tickets, right?
Yep, $350.
Yeah, that's about
Well, I can get it less than that.
Not much.
I can get it less than that. Right now, I can get it less than that.
$349, all yours, Monica.
Right.
What a bargain.
All I know is I was feeling guilt about this, and JoJo had a great point. I was talking to JoJo about it, and she was like, Monica, you have invested way more, because I was like, I spent 6 months of my life sacrificing, you know, a lot. And I mean, I'm in pain. You guys don't understand.
Don't forget taking people's money.
Didn't take
you've done
people,
that.
Which it, you I did, did not take. I personally did not. ASPCA right. did, and they needed it anyway.
Right, but they wouldn't have given. There's a chance
mm-hmm,
that
possible.
People wouldn't have given money to the ASPCA if they weren't doing it to support you and your efforts to run a marathon.
Well, just for one voice on Twitter, Marion, who's by the way has been supportive of my marathon and ASPCA since they got she lost a pet
right,
of her
we've
own.
We've all been supportive.
She says, "Hey, Bills fan Monica, you get to see your Bills in the playoffs, and my donation still goes to the ASPCA. Win-win."
That's one. That's one.
Well, I'll be two. I wouldn't take it away.
Did
I
you
take
donate?
Away.
Did yeah. you donate money already?
A long time ago.
Did you?
I think when she first did it.
I forgot. Monica,
yeah, I
let me
so.
Ask you this
I
question.
So.
Would you rather me donate money to the ASPCA or to your Bills ticket?
Oh, that's just a wrong question to ask
me. I'm asking you that right now. Right now on the air, would you rather me donate my money to the ASPCA or to your Bills ticket? Answer.
I'm not proud of my answer.
Question.
It has to be your answer, right? If you're consistent, that would be your answer.
I'm not proud of it.
You can't be proud of it, but it's the answer.
I'm not proud of it. I don't like that answer. But it's the Bills. And you guys know how obsessed mm-hmm. I'm insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has been
anybody who's a big
long.
Fan of a team would understand that.
I can't.
19 years, no playoffs, and they hit it on the day you're supposed to run a marathon for charity. What are the odds of this?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, can you make it the Saturday game? Or, you know, and even that would have been rough because, you know, whatever. But it's, come on. This is my life.
It's going to be tough. You could do a poll of your donors, find out if they would be okay with it. I think every one of your donors would be fine with it.
One of my donors with Kathy. Don't care what she thinks. Next.
Okay, that's fine. But, you know, you're going to have most people, I think, are going to say, of course the money went to the ASPCA and still go, and if you don't run, it's fine. You know, I don't want to not help out pets. Or animals.
If it makes people feel better, I seriously volunteer my time there as well. So, I mean, you're getting a twofer out of that. You know what I mean? It's like it's like money and time. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just,
repeat after me.
Stop it.
If you repeat after me, Roger and I will get you a pair of tickets.
I don't even know what to say right now. You're going to tell me...
I have to look back. If I did donate to her marathon, it'll be that donation subtracted from when I pay for her tickets, and then she has to pay.
That's
no problem.
I pay the,
that's totally
I pay the rest of her tickets.
It's 100% fair. 5,000% fair. None of this is fair.
Because now I'm doubting if I thought I'd give a donation, but if I didn't, I'm full in, and if I did...
You would know whether or not you donated to this thing.
Dude, you know what we do? Over the holidays, we do a lot of donations to things. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Brett, you think you donated?
No.
Me neither.
Why not? When she first said it, I'm pretty sure I did.
Because you remember if you donated money to somebody's cause.
Website,
do you want me to settle this right
it's
now?
So click and easy.
Yes, I want you to.
Look,
I would never, ever, ever, ever say this or ask this of any of you, because you don't have to do anything, but... But I'm okay with that you didn't. It's totally cool that you didn't.
Then I didn't. That's all I need to know.
It's
how
fine.
Do you know I didn't?
Because they said
that. That is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Because you know whether or not, you know you were full of it. You know whether or not you donated.
No, I don't
okay,
know
though.
I'm full of it.
It's totally okay that
online
you didn't.
Online donation stuff on your phone, it goes so quick, and I don't remember if that's the one I gave.
He's just
whatever,
so generous, JT.
Right.
He's the most generous person
I'm
you must you must donate to 40 different charities.
That's not
I don't know how you can keep up when you do once a week.
Over this time of year, and I didn't remember because the phone thing goes very easily.
But to go back to what you said when I first brought it up, you said, "Oh yeah, I did it months ago." That's what you said on the radio.
No, you're right. You're right.
Pull
I did.
The tape.
I did. No, you're right. Because
you
she first asked months ago.
So it wasn't about it being this
time of year
and making donations.
Yeah, but those phone things, I just don't remember the phone things. But if I didn't, I didn't. So fine. So then I'm full in.
Roger is a liar.
No, he's
Roger
not. And he doesn't have to. Nobody has to.
He never lied even
once.
He didn't
give you money. He didn't give you money.
He didn't say for sure. And by the way.
And didn't I ask if I did?
It's all voluntary. Yes.
No, I asked you. I said,
and I said, yeah, of course I did. And I thought I did. I really did. And I said, well, check it in case I didn't. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Mm-hmm. And so.
Just making it awkward, dude.
Do you feel like you're going to run? You feel like you're going to run? No, you're not going to run. You're going to the Bills game no matter what. So all these things we talked about, there's no question you got to go to the Bills game.
I do.
Despite what anybody says, you got to go.
I do. I just do. And I, by the way,
how
I hate
bad do you want to go?
Like insanely bad. Like more bad than anybody knows. Like
right.
You give JR a handy and the tickets he wants.
No offense.
Oh, I'm sure none taken. I'm sure he's sitting there like, oh, that's okay.
The room just got really cold in here.
Yeah.
Shriveled up a little bit.
He doesn't want that at all.
Now, if you go, you would go with another Bills fan from your Bills Mafia?
Yes. I would either probably bring my friend Eric, who is just as insane about the Bills as I am.
Right. And then would you get a hotel room? And can you still get one? Is Jacksonville sold out?
Jacksonville's not sold out.
I don't know. It's not a hotel.
Not for one football game.
Right.
They're doing. I would have to see what's up, because the last time I did go to Jacksonville for the Bills game, we got the hotel room actually, and Eric was there too, and we, you know, it was an overnight thing or whatever. I don't care if it's that or we drive early in the morning on Sunday. I don't care. I don't care.
Let's see what let's see what the phones have. Hey, Rick, on line three. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Hey, what's up,
Rick? Same to you, buddy.
Happy New Year.
I just wanted to say I it's interesting that Monica would shirk her responsibilities and not honor her prior commitment to run the marathon.
I know.
Especially since she really wasn't going to go to the game until now you guys offered to help her out.
No, that's not true at all.
She said worst case she would end up in the parking lot or in a bar.
Yeah.
But that's worst case.
But unless she's getting in, she can do that anywhere. You know?
But I was planning on driving there. That's not true at all. But the rest is true. I agree with you. That's why I've been wrestling with it. It's been torture for the last couple of days.
They're probably going to get shut out too, Monica. It'll be like 34 to nothing.
I'll still be there.
Yeah, that's right.
I love my team.
She's been there for 34 nothing before.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Rick.
Well, good luck anyway. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Roger's on line one. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think it's great, Monica. I'm not trying to be mean. That eventually, because you like to talk a lot about, you know, how you treat people and how people feel about what you say and all that stuff. But when it comes down to it, you're just like most of the rest of us. You know, you're going to do what you want to do at the end of the day. So I think today's lesson was great, and I appreciate you being honest about it. You're going to go ahead and I would go to the game. I wouldn't hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's selfish. It's just, it's a little bit higher priority than what you had set your goal to do on that stuff.
It sucks.
The football game is a higher priority than saving the animals.
It's not. See?
It is, though.
No, it's not.
You're running for the ASPCA.
Poor cats.
You know how many cats are going to die because of you?
Hey, whoa.
They're
no.
in kill shelters, and now the money's not there, and they say the poor little
There's about 20 cats that are in the gas chamber
as we speak. You're making it worse, man.
Or they may actually tie them to the train tracks.
No, they don't.
You know?
No.
Well, the gas isn't a good thing, so they're going back the old-fashioned way. Oh, yeah. We go live.
That's one. No, one has already died because of your decision.
Stop it. No. It's not. I'm already, like, massive guilt over this. I'm not happy. You think I wanted to do the last 6 months and end up like this? Oh, my God,
That is a lot to have given up on your part.
It's the worst.
As far as the running and the training.
What's it, brother? You got more dead cats, Brett? Is that what we have?
Not yet. Okay. We're just waiting.
Waiting
for Monica.
They're not using the gas. They already got one down. Train. Didn't they use, like, a skin or something?
Oh, they fried them?
No.
They didn't fry them.
Didn't they sell them to a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, they might have.
Then wrote a song about it?
I thought they had a painless way to use a big, heavy cast iron skillet and just whack right over the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that's what it was.
So Bridget has a good point here on Twitter. She says, don't beat yourself up. Just pick another one. There's a few going on this month. You can't miss the Bills game. I'll just do another one.
Benefiting the ASPCA?
Nope. Dead.
How about...
Oh, that's too bad.
Stop.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great, so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork.
He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough.
See? No.
Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two when I swear I heard it in you boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Oh no.
And then the Chinese guys go with a shovel, pick it up.
No.
And they deep fry it.
No.
All right. Well, listen, we got a break. We'll take some more of your phone calls when we get back and talk about what kind of horrible person Monica is. And, you know, it's up to you guys. Should Roger and I take care of getting her into this game? Should we not? I don't know, man.
Is that justice?
All right. I don't know. Dead animals and everything. What do you think Ocho and Palo would say right now?
Not dead animals.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. We're Roger and JP back from vacation. Happy to be back. Oh, no.
Wow, those places are rough.
1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back. Oh, no. Oh, more dead cats, Monica.
Big doings as far as the NFL playoffs go. Monica's team, the Bills, are in. And so she has a big conflict with Sunday as the Bills-Jaguars game is going to get in the way of the marathon she's been training for 6 months. So in order to go to Jacksonville, there's no way she could even run the marathon for the ASPCA. So
I say we make Monica do something. If you and I are going to take care of these tickets for her,
mm-hmm.
she's got to do something. We can't just hand it to her.
Mm. Mm.
She's got to do something that she's uncomfortable with.
Like what? What do you mean that I'm uncomfortable with?
Well,
It may or may not involve clothing. I have to come up with something.
Hey.
What? How bad do you want to go?
Bad.
That's what you got to figure out. Mm. And I need at least, you know, more than on the spot to think about it.
Mm. Interesting.
I mean,
so
we're not going to put you.
Run on Sunday.
We're not going to put you in harm's way.
No.
So. You need a little thinking music. While we kind of think of something.
Hey.
Those poor animals.
Oh, see.
Brett, you are messed up. It's a beautiful song, though.
Come on.
Right now, there's a kitten with one leg that was about to get. Was about to get a what they
pass.
Call it. Yeah.
With the money coming in from Monica's ASPCA account for the marathon. And
or a dog that was going to get that little skateboard for its hind legs that didn't work.
Oh.
Well, if people pull their donations, now what happens? Oh, my God. There's just so much happening.
You just blew up a puppy and dropped a boulder on its head.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
You don't think I want to run? Oh, my God. I want to do this. I wouldn't commit this much time to it. I really want to run. I do.
Get Palo and Ocho on the phone.
No.
I want to know what they have to say.
They know I love them.
Oh, no. They killed a horse.
Stop.
She's got nothing for horses, though. I don't think she can.
Yes, I do.
Bob on line 5. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, how you doing? I live in Tampa and enjoy your show. I listen to it most of the week. I just wanted to chime in on this whole Monica marathon ASPCA thing. I think, quite honestly, it sucks. I think she should run. I mean, she made that commitment. She's, I usually during the week when people call up and beat up Monica, I feel like champion, you know, I'm her champion. But now she's just sort of shown me that she can talk the talk, she won't walk the walk.
And I completely agree with you. I hope that you weren't expecting an argument here because You're right. I hate
you
it.
Do it. Well, you do what you commit to.
I understand completely.
I mean, I have concerts. I have a lot of things. I mean, if it wasn't like some kind of an emergency, it's like, well, you're a big girl. Do what you committed to. And what other people, you know, I guess, contributed money in your name if you're a conduit, or maybe they wanted to watch you run and have a heart attack. I don't know. But and now you're saying, well, the money still goes.
Yeah, why am I having a heart attack?
They didn't contribute that money. You know, they sort of did it in your name.
What about my commitment to the Buffalo Bills, which supersedes my commitment to even running in general? I didn't start that till 2006.
You shouldn't have made the commitment to running then, or running and collecting money from people and then bailing out on them. It smacks of fraud.
All right, thank you,
fraud.
Bob.
Fraud? Well, they still got the money. The fraud is if they don't get the money.
Max of fraud. What is he, a newspaper reporter or a politician?
Hey, Dave on line one. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? I have an idea. You guys should let her go to the Bills game. She deserves it. It's been a long time. But there's a marathon that's going to be going over the Skyway Bridge.
No.
I think that's a good...
No.
When is it? Do you know?
No.
I don't know when it is. I heard about it on the news.
It's a 10K.
I'd like to see you try and run the Skyway.
Oh. It's a 10K, which is nothing. Yeah.
Well, just run it there and back.
You guys don't understand my fear of bridges. Like, I'm shaking just thinking about it.
Well,
we have some idea.
We do have some
idea. We've explored this. Yeah. We have some idea.
I think
idea.
That's a good option. You commit to running that 10K over the Skyway Bridge.
Is it over and back, or is it just...
I don't know
how long the Skyway
Bridge. I didn't look into it, because guess what?
Well, on a 10K, you have to stop.
6 miles in a little.
Right, but you have to stop where you started. So it's got to be there and back.
And a bridge, any kind of thing, it's in something like that, a smaller race, it's usually an up and back. There's no...
I'd rather you have to drive it than... Because I feel like running, you can just look at the ground and be fine.
I can't drive it. Unless you want me to crash, I can't drive it. It's like physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you don't really love the Bills.
So messed up right now.
If you could run the Skyway Marathon with help from that psychologist, the hypnotist we had on, right? If she gave you some help, like if you really wanted to do this, you know, you could enlist her help and get you in shape to run across and back on the Skyway Bridge Marathon.
I think
and
what
that
we,
might make up for.
I think what we need to do is let's not rush to what she's got to do. Mm-hmm. Let's take ideas.
You're reveling in it. You're
compile a list, and then we'll let the audience choose which one she's got to do to get the tickets.
You know, everybody's saying it. There's other marathons. If I don't run this specific marathon, I will still be running, and I still raised the money for a specific cause. Like, it'll all happen. It just happens to be on the exact same day. This is a horrible Sophie's Choice.
Mm-hmm. Will it be an ASPCA benefited marathon you're talking about?
It can be, or I can just run. Anyway. Yeah, either way, the money still raised and I still ran a race. It would still happen. It's not like it never happened. This doesn't happen. This has not happened since 1999. There's more marathons.
Right. I understand. I don't know if the animals understand, but we understand. Especially the cats. The cats probably don't understand.
Right now, there's a kitten.
What do they do over there at the ASPCA?
There's a kitten at a kill shelter.
No, there's
putting
not.
Putting its little tiny face with its little tiny whiskers up against the bar and actually has the bars of the cage and actually has a little tear.
No, it's
falling
so,
from its eyes.
And he's wearing a little cat-sized Buffalo Bills helmet. And he's still can't get any relief.
Monica, don't let me die.
Did they drown him?
The teardrop.
Duh. It's not happening. Little Palo.
Pierre on line two. What's going on, Pierre?
Hello, Pierre.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is the perfect chance to force your hand and make Monica get Jackhammer on the show to sell his secret.
All right. So far, we
have another idea.
We need to start writing
these
down.
So run the Skyway Marathon. Number two, bring Jackhammer on the show. Pierre, would you require Jackhammer to be in person in the studio, on the phone? What do you think?
Either or. In person is better, but either or would work for sure.
Okay. Because there's different degrees of difficulty there.
I'll run the
bridge. Here's the problem. We're not there, and we have no way to prove. No, since nobody's seen Jackhammer, you know, we like to refer to him now as George Glass, you know, the mystery boyfriend that Marsha had on the Brady Bunch.
It's not my boyfriend.
She could just tap anybody in and let them say Jackhammer. But we could give him a lot of questions.
Mm.
Yeah, but thanks, Pierre.
Thank you.
It definitely should be
interesting.
Thought through.
Chevette on line six. Chevette, what are you in the same ballpark? Boy. What do you think? Happy New Year, Chevette.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Jackhammer got to come on the show, Monica. Or he'll be a traitor if he doesn't come on.
Chevette, you're the traitor. You're supposed to be on my side.
I am. Because, you know, I'm on your side. You got to go for the game. I mean, that's not a question.
Thank you.
A question when you're that much of a fan. But you got to do something, girlfriend.
What if we put her on a corner in her bra and panties in the cold with a sign that says, I'm looking for a 10-inch D?
What? Are you talking about right now?
I'm talking about you going to the Bills game.
No, that's ridiculous.
Good luck,
free tickets. Courtesy of Roger and myself.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting idea, but I don't know. First of all, no car will be stopping because there's hardly the guy who has one of those.
Aries will pull up there. He'll throw up there, put that thing up on his shoulder, and pull right up. I'm sure JR's sitting there going, Why you got to shut him down so fast?
I'm not shutting him down. It's just, he knows. It's cool. Just don't make it awkward. Zone. You guys, yeah, and you guys are all the way over there, and we're sitting in, just don't make it awkward.
No, we know you guys are friend zone.
Wait, what do you mean?
It shouldn't be awkward if you're in the friend zone and you guys, this is what you are. It's just, you know, joking around.
Yeah, yeah. Write that one down. JR gets a handy.
Number three.
Karen's like, wait a minute, what? There,
JR must get some benefit from you going to the game.
How about she's got to run into John Brennan's office and tell him to go F himself?
Whoa. Then I'm just getting fired.
Wow.
And she's got to be really mad. And the whole office has to hear it, and JR has to record it.
No, better yet, he's got to go on the loudspeaker, on the intercom around the office.
No, I think she should go on his desk and then just, like, pee on it.
Why you got to go back to Colombia? Why you got to make it such a dark place?
What went on in that South American country? My goodness, your judgment is impaired.
I think going on the intercom and telling John Brennan to go F himself is a good...
Maybe we should make a list of phrases she has to say on the intercom.
They're horrible.
On like a Friday noon time before everybody's left.
I'm going to kill sure that bitch.
Maybe you have to say that. And to Anna, I say, I'm going to kill that bitch. That's only the opener.
Hey, Amy on line three.
John Brennan's a homo, something like that.
Jeez. Good God.
You said it, Roger.
How about John Brennan, go F yourself, you're a homo.
All right, that's only number two. Right. Who else?
Amy, go ahead on line three. What's up, Amy?
Hi. Monica, you're running the Disney marathon, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this is what you do. Just start, go through the castle, then pull yourself off at the first aid station after that. You'll ride the struggle bus to the finish line, get your medal, and then go to the game.
There's a struggle bus.
But see, you know, as a runner, Amy, that's goes against any instinct. I avoid the struggle. That's my whole goal, is to not see the struggle bus.
I got you. I'm doing the half the day before, so I don't want to be on any struggle bus either. I'm just saying that you could do it. You could get the medal. You run, and then just do Gasparilla in February.
I know. I thought about doing Gasparilla instead. Yeah, I thought about that. I have some friends who know people and stuff, so maybe, I don't know.
Good. So there is another race you could run.
I don't know, taking
that bus to the end and getting the medal anyway, that medal is tarnished.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I need to earn that medal, and I've worked up all this time. I've done everything in my entire life to work up to get that medal. It's tough. You guys make it sound like I'm like, screw the race, I don't care. No, I really am struggling on this.
Hold on. We got Whiskers online, too. Whiskers, what's the matter, Whiskers?
Monica, this is Whiskers Meowington. I'm in the shelter. I'm all cold. And if you run, I'm an old guy. And if you run, I don't think I'll see tomorrow.
That's so sad.
Please.
Whiskers.
Will you please just... The Buffalo Bills will be there forever, but I won't.
Oh,
that's a good point.
He does have a point.
That's a good point.
You're going to kill Whiskers.
No.
Certain number N won't be here forever. No. But the Bills will always be around.
They're, They're coming by with the needle for the other
Stop.
Guy.
Oh, God.
Oh, Whiskers.
Not the needle.
Stop, Monica.
Whiskers.
Please.
They just got him. Sorry, Whiskers. You're about to die.
There's a lot to consider.
Hey, Herm on line two, and then we'll wrap this thing up, and then we'll figure out whether or not Monica's
going to making the list.
Get these tickets, yeah.
Time. We have a
hey, Herm, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, what's if Monica happening? Dresses up as that little leprechaun again, I'll still go donate the money.
That was the worst. That was the worst. The worst.
Different radio station, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's something you said in the past you hated that was so stereotypical.
The worst.
And,
yes.
Oh, what if we make her do racist stuff?
I thought about that.
No, why would you make her do racist stuff?
Right.
Yeah, what kind of racist stuff are we talking about?
I don't know. Maybe she's got a...
I
hate Puerto Ricans
stuff.
That go to Colombia.
No.
Yeah. That's, that's already been done.
I feel like that's a little niche.
Yeah. Too many people do that one.
Right. All right, we'll figure this whole thing out and decide whether or not we'll take care of Monica's ticket.
Yep. So we've got pretty much right to the end of this week.
If we do get you tickets, you can't take your brother.
Okay, why?
I don't know. Okay. I don't like him.
You don't even know. Why don't you like...
She has to take her mother?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
We've never been together too long. Because I'm like, oh, no!
I tell you what, Brett looked right at me. He knew exactly what I was talking about, too.
I didn't. Boom. It didn't even occur to me. And no, I'm running then.
No. Really, that quick? It makes you flip.
100.
That
I
quick.
Just not. What am I going to deal with her? Don't. It would tarnish. Just like that. Just like getting on the struggle bus would tarnish that medal. Watching that game with her would make it all just bad. No.
She's such a big Bills fan.
No, she's not. She's not.
I saw it on her Facebook
page. Okay.
Game against the Chiefs.
Clearly, she.
Whatever. She went there because of the Queefs. That's what she does because it's so flappy.
Well, make that number 4 on the list. That's pretty good.
Go. Well, Monica, just so you know what we're trying to do, go to Vinny's site is ticketbash.com.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, ticketbash.com.
Go take a look.
Thank you.
Go see what tickets you want to dream about.
Right, and we'll tell you which ones we're not getting you unless you go with your mother.
Horrible. That's horribly wrong.
Excuse me.
All right, it's Roger and JP, The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.